Welcome to the Hashtag Attitude Shield Podcast, the true mental operating script rewriting program designed for those looking for a change from within.
Change from within.
No more hype or sugar-coated promises. This is to-the-point guidance on how to change the way we think to grab the life we always wanted. Are you ready for the change? Now your host, David L. Parker.
Hey, the video you're about to see on sadness. Again, technical difficulties, so sorry the voice is going to sound like I'm just talking to my office because I was. But I've got it figured out, and I'll do my best to make sure from here on out we use the right mic. Enjoy the show. Sorry about that. Got to admit your mistakes to get better, right? See you inside.
All right. Hey, welcome to the next episode of Hashtag Attitude Shield. I am David L. Parker. Last time I checked, anyway, and I am honored, humbled, and driven to be a mentor, try to help you out, try to get you to understand that things that we need to do, our operating script, that if it could take us where we wanted to take us, it already would have. If we were already saying the things we need to say to ourselves, because you know you're never going to talk to anybody more than you, that we would already be able to say and bring into existence all the things we need. But since we can't and we don't and we won't, we need to upgrade our operating script. And that's what we are here to do. And that is to get better at talking to ourselves. So 2020 was a hell of a year, right? Who am I telling? 2021 is starting to loosen up, but there's still a lot of folks out there that are dealing with a lot of stuff. One of those things is loss. Now, we talked about loss in great deal in February. When I came back from my my break, my hiatus, if you will, when I came back from mine, I took a break because we moved here to the Black Hills of South Dakota. I also took a break because I lost my father, my 91-year-old father, in January. No, that's wrong. I'm glad I can't say it was a surprise. He's 91, and he lived a full life. He really had. He grew up on a farm, grew up as a migrant worker, Korean War vet, master's degree from BYU, 7 children, 8 technically. One of us passed away. So not, I guess you'd just say 8 children. One passed away, one was stillborn. So that's why a lot of times we say 7. Married for 50 plus years to the same woman. And had a hard last 3-4 years of his life. Lost his wife of 50 plus years. My mother fell and got a brain injury and passed away. And then, like I said, in January, he passed away. And then in February, my wife's mother, my amazing bride's mother, sweetheart of a lady at 96 years old, passed away. She literally passed away at the dinner table. She was sitting at the dinner table eating dinner and slumped over and fell on the floor and she was gone. A lot of people have lost a lot of people. Now, talking about this for most people is very hard. Talking about loss, talking about death, talking about how to go on, when everything feels crazy, when everything feels like it's the worst it's ever going to be, and it's the worst it's ever been, and the sadness will come upon you. Being locked down, right now, I'm not going to make a political statement here. I'm just going to make an observation. Locking people down may have had some good side effects. I'm not a scientist, but it had some bad ones, and it still does right now. It still has some bad ones. Human beings need relationships. We need interaction. We need connection. It's all about the connection. We need to be able to be around other people. VTCs, video teleconferences, Zoom, Skypes, all that stuff, those are great. But human interaction is very necessary. So while we locked down to try to deal with this COVID, sadness creeped into a lot of people's lives. Now, from what I've researched, again, no political statement, suicide went up big time. Depression's gone through the roof. there's this blanket of sadness in many places, many families, many areas have got a true blanket of sadness. Then they're trying to figure out how to deal with it. How do you deal with loss? How do you deal with sadness? How do you deal with just feeling like the world has turned into a complete pile of shit and it's not going to get better? How do you deal with that? What do you do when you just feel like everything's bad? You've lost so much that you just don't know if you can keep going. You just don't know where to turn. What do you do when you've lost the joy in your life because of the sadness, because of all the loss? Well, first of all, it's all about rewriting your operating script, what you say to yourself. So everything I just said, you can't say to yourself. Now, how do you not say it? It's better for me to say you shouldn't continue to say it, because you're going to admit the truth, because we talk about truth, right? So here's the first thing I will tell you to do. Cry. Cry your ever-living eyeballs out. Cry until your eyes swell shut. Cry like you have never cried before. Cry in a gut-wrenching, you can't even do a sit-up in the morning cry. Let it out. Cry. And then cry some more. You know, I've had some serious cries in my life, some serious, you know, sort of watery-eyed here if you see me on the channel. Because I'm thinking about stuff, right? I cried when my father passed. I cried when my mother passed because I'm not a sociopath. I cried 40 minutes of gut-wrenching howling when my daughter-in-law died of a heroin overdose. I cried for her loss. I cried for everything about that. I cried for the boys. I cried because that's what it was supposed to do. And hey, I didn't do it just once. There's no limit of how many times you can cry. See, people right now, there's a lot of people, not everybody, but a lot of people are trying to act like you got to be tough. What the frackety frickety frack is that? You are an emotional being. And I know I talk a lot about not letting your emotions drive things. Make sure you respond, not react. I know that. I understand that we have to separate the difference, but that's the truth. You have to separate the difference. There are times when, and this is one of those times when you're sad, when you have to allow the emotions to have some power, some influence, some connection, some driving force in your life. In some ways, you have to respond. In some ways, you have to react. And crying is a great way to react. Let me tell you what, crying releases all kinds of things. Usually gives you a headache, but it releases you from a lot of things. It releases a lot of stress, it releases a lot of pain, and it's just good for you. So, I mean, literally, you want to know how to deal with this? Can you imagine what it feels like right now in India? Some of these other countries that are having a resurgence of things, and this thing is causing more loss. And it's not over. Flu and viruses are never over. They just seem to listen down. Now, another thing that I do, and I think all rewriting operating script people should do, is you should learn to write your poetry. Your poetry. Your poetry. David Parker's poetry. Your poetry. My whole writing and speaking career started with me writing a story, and not really a poem, but sort of like that. As a matter of fact, it isn't right behind me, but it should be in that counter drawer over there. I have a book of poetry, little poetry that I've been writing since 84. But most of my stuff, most of my writing and speaking and talking came from a 2-page story that I wrote called The Warrior's Hell. From that Team Silence, a series of books that I'm writing, was, you know, born. And there's a lot of the things that I wrote in poetry when I went through my first really, really, really nasty divorce, where I lost contact with my oldest daughter and my oldest son, ripped me apart. Now, there's plenty of people out there that may want to tell a different story about that, and that's fine. But I had to write a little poetry. I had to write it out. So cry and write it out. Cry and write things out, right? If you get it out, you put it to words or pictures, you put it to music, sadness can be beaten. Sadness can be relieved a bit. I didn't say ended. I didn't say it was going to be gone. I said it can be relieved. It can be lessened. When I was first going through my PTSD counseling, because, you know, if you know me at all, being in deployed in the Army for 61 months is a long time. Before I was 50 years old, I was deployed 5 years of my life. That's 10% of my life. So sometimes feeling a little sad about that was not hard to become. But I wrote a lot of those things down. As a matter of fact, I even wrote a book called The Forgotten Truckers. It's not published yet, because some publishers don't like how small it is, but that's okay. We're gonna figure out how to do something with that immediately anyway. Anywho, I wrote it down. I wrote about what was going on. Then I have another thing that I wrote about a really bad time. We had a situation and some terrible, terrible things happened. And I wrote it. I must have wrote it 40 times over the last 10 years, 20 years. Let's see. That was 2003. This is 21. Last 18 years. I bet I've written it at least 40 times. Written it to get it out there. Written it to say what I need to say. Because that helps you get it out. It helps get the sadness out onto the paper. Right? Now, if you're sad to the point that you don't feel like getting dressed, do it anyway. Get dressed. As a matter of fact, if you've been feeling like garbage for days, get dressed up fancy. Put on a fancy dress. Put on, if you're a guy, put on a tuxedo and go out and have something to eat. If you can't leave your house because you're still in an area that is under these lockdowns, which is one of the reasons that you're feeling so shitty, governments don't take that into consideration, in my opinion. Dress up in a tux and an evening gown and go in your kitchen and have yourself a meal. If you have a significant other, try to dance with that person. Now, people say to me, what is wrong with you, dude? You're talking about sadness. You're talking about people feeling depressed. You're talking about these things, and you're telling people to get dressed up in a tuxedo and dance around in their kitchen? Yes, I am. If you keep doing the same thing you're doing, you're never going to change. You're never going to start to beat the sadness. You're never going to start to beat. I don't like the word depression because I'm not a trained psychologist. Not yet. I like the word sadness. Not because I like sadness, but because sadness can be beaten. Go outside. Stick your head out the window. Find a way to overcome the lockdown and go outside and get some air. Right? I want you to remember something. This is very important. Look at me. I'm looking at you. Don't be surprised if no one else seems to notice you're sad, or don't be surprised if no one else is talking about it. See, that's one of our problems we have as human beings. We don't share our pain readily. We do sporadically. And when we're feeling something, we don't understand like why the rest of the world doesn't feel it. Well, the rest of the world doesn't feel it because we're not connected that way, right? So don't be surprised when people don't recognize that you're feeling sad. Even in your significant other, it can happen. There are times that, you know, I'm not feeling 1,000 miles an hour. And my wife, my amazing, can't thank God enough for her amazing bride, doesn't notice, and vice versa. I'm usually pretty good at that because I pay really close attention to body language, especially hers and my inner circle. Matter of fact, there's a person in my inner circle that'll when they're feeling emotional and want to say something to me, that they have to hold a book up like this so they can't see me looking at them. Right? That's another thing, is read a good book. Want to beat sadness? Read a book. Take your mind somewhere other than the sadness. Clean something. If you get down and scrub something up, sometimes that'll get that energy going and you'll start to feel better. Work out. Well, it don't work out. We'll start. Meditate on happy things. For goodness gracious. I want to go back to crying, because the crying is very important, because mourning, not mourning like the sun came up, but mourning like the loss, is a natural part of being a human being. It's the way we process things, and there has to be done. People don't like to mourn because it sucks. People don't like to mourn because it hurts. People don't like to mourn because it reminds them of their own mortality. I'm not a fan of funerals, but I go to support people. I'm not a fan of going and seeing deathly ill people in a hospital, but I go to support people. Why am I not a fan? Because it reminds me of my own mortality. Now, I don't know why my father made this comment. I've never understood it. I guess he was trying to be funny, which is not one of his strengths. But he said, David, someday if you outlive me, you'll be the oldest Parker in the family. Well, in January, I was able to become that because my father passed. My father was literally talking to me about recognizing his own mortality. We don't like to face that we too owe a death. You ever met a person who never died? No. Ever met a person that's 500 years old? No. You know, the older we get, days are long. Seems like some days just drag on, and your job and your kids and all these things you're doing just drag on and drag on. By the end of the night, you're like, oh, my goodness, how did I make it through the day? But the years go fast. The older you get, the faster they get. Sorry, that was a heck of a deep thought there for a moment. Forgive me for that pause. But the years go really fast. I can't believe that it's been 18 years since I went across the berm in Iraq. I can't believe it's been 8 years and 1 month since one of the most devastating things that ever happened to me in the military happened. And guess what? I may think about that today and I might decide to cry about it again. Because that's part of it. Stop, please stop thinking that being sad or feeling down about things is a sign of weakness. It's actually a sign of emotional maturity. As long as you don't let it go too far, because your operating script is strong. Your operating script continues to push on. You cannot allow things to control you. I will find myself not feeling 110%. Not feeling motivated about something, not feeling something, and I will literally go, nope, out loud. Now, I will say it out loud, so these two holes on the side of my head here, hear them. So this thing in my chest hears it. It knows what's going on, and I will say the opposite of what I feel. No, I'm in a great mood. I'm in a great attitude. I'm full of energy. I'm moving forward, and this is not beating me. This is something I've just gone through. It's behind me now. I'm moving forward, and I'm not going to stop. Because this situation is, one, out of my control. Two, natural. The losing of people is natural. Now, the cause may not be so natural. You gotta understand the difference here, everybody. I'm not calling COVID natural, but loss of humans is natural. Doesn't make it easy. Doesn't mean you won't feel sad about it. Doesn't mean you won't feel overwhelming at times. There's been times in my life where it felt like And I am too close to this mic. It's just bouncing all over the place. Anyway, there have been times in my life where I have felt like death was the only thing around me. And that's all that happened. And then that's all that there was left. But it passed. To grow, everything needs some wet, sad, heavy moments. From plants to birth, everything has to go through some pressure, has to go through some pain, because growth is right outside your comfort zone. Pain gets us outside our comfort zone. But sadness is beatable when you decide to beat it, when you decide. Now, this may take you days. I don't have a magic comment. Say these words, dun dun da da, and sadness is gone. That'd be a lie. That'd be straight bullshit. But it is beatable. It is passable. It is overcomable by what you say to you, what you allow you to do. And let me tell you what. Here is a nugget. And I always leave my biggest nuggets for the end because I want you to hear everything. You have to give you permission to feel okay in the bad times. You have to give you permission to feel good after you've been through some shit. You have to give you permission to survive when others don't. You have to give you permission to forgive you for not doing anything wrong other than surviving. Sadness is beatable. Sadness is winnable. You are unstoppable. Give yourself permission to be unstoppable.
You've been listening to Attitude Shield, your double dose of espresso for your attitude. Check us out on Facebook and on the web at www.attitudeshield.com. Again, thanks for spending this time with us. Between now and when we talk again, keep those shields up. Eyes on the target, and always be moving towards your dreams.